just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walski.
It was more or less a typical March in the sports world, and bam, Adam LaRoche, the White Sox first baseman designated hitter, decided to retire with 1 year left on his contract rather than dial back his 14-year-old son's access to the clubhouse, something young Drake has had dating back to his father's days with the Washington Nationals. For the record, LaRoche's teammates have never seemed to have a problem with having the kid there all the time, and even White Sox president Ken Williams has said everybody loves this young man. But it was Williams' request that LaRoche dial back Drake's access to the team that prompted Adam to go home, leaving $13 million on the table in the process. Also for the record, LaRoche hit .207 last season with 12 homers and 44 RBIs for Chicago and is 36 years old. I can't help but think that if Dad had hit, say, .285 with 30 homers and 100 RBIs, that young Drake would not only be allowed in the clubhouse all the time, he'd be allowed to fly the team plane on road trips. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walski. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. All right, time to throw some money around. You feel like spending some money and you're thinking, no. I'm the type of person you have to pry my last nickel from my clenched hand. Well, there are certain things you should throw some money around with. And you're thinking, okay, well, a reliable car, really good food for my family. No. We discovered a list at the Huffington Post. And these are not necessarily the things I would throw money at, but they say we should. Here we go. The first one, a work bag. Hey, honey, I'm taking $500 and I'm going to go spend on a work bag. You know, but then again, honey takes $800 and goes and buys a Prada purse or whatever they call that thing, a pocketbook. I don't know. So I guess maybe we should. Work bag. The bag that you tote around on a daily basis is worth a healthy investment. So choose a sturdy material even if it costs more. The best reviewed laptop messenger bag on consumersearch.com is the light yet sturdy Rickshaw Bagworks Commuter 2.1. 2.1, really? A more affordable but still high-quality bag is the Timbuktu Custom Classic Messenger Bag. Reviewers love this work bag for its comfort and custom styling. All of a sudden, I'm thinking of Jay Peterman. Are you? Do you remember from Seinfeld, the ridiculously overpriced items with the grandiose language describing them in the catalog? I think that's what we've run into here in real life. I have a backpack I've been using since 2008. It has accompanied me to the studio every single day. It's accompanied me to movie sets when I was working on a couple of films. It has been anywhere. It has been everywhere. It cost me $19.95 at Walmart, and I love it. All right, it does look a little beaten around the edges. Maybe it's time to replace it, but I don't know if I'm going to run out and spend several hundred dollars on a Rickshaw Bagworks Commuter 2.1. The next one, bedding. Chances are good that you spend at least 7 hours per day in bed. So there's no shame in splurging if it's going to mean more comfort and a better night's sleep. Pillows are one of the most important sleeping tools. Choose pillows that are well suited to your typical sleeping position and replace them often if they lose their firmness. Some people even invest in memory foam pillows, insisting they help provide the best rest and neck support. According to Harvard Women's Health Watch, chronic sleep loss can contribute to weight gain, high blood pressure, and even a decrease in the immune system's power. Therefore, the very best pillow is whichever one helps you sleep. Sheets and pillowcases could be just as essential to your comfort. If you go for the cheapest set of sheets, consider trying a higher thread count and assess the difference. Workout attire. To choose the right athletic shoe, you must take many factors into account, so try to forget about the price tag and focus on what your body needs as well as longevity. First, learn about your feet. Hello, foot. For example, pronators have a low or flat arch, which causes the ankles to roll inward and put stress on the knees, hips, and the whole body. Okay, before we start analyzing the foot here, that is very, very important. Don't buy a cheap pair of sneakers. Why would you want to do that? You can go and buy a real pair of biscuits. For what, $15 in a discount department store or some other low-cost shoe store, and then you're going to have bunions, corns, collapsed arches, and you're not going to feel good. A decent pair of shoes lasts you a pretty long time. And you, there are discount sporting goods stores. There are several all over the East Coast, and I know of some on the, out in the Midwest and out West as well. Well, you can get a really decent name brand pair of sneakers or workout shoes for $50. And if it's going to help you feel better, that's a really, really, really good idea. So when you spend money on things, it's, you could splurge on a little here and a little there. Just don't go crazy with anything. Do you really need to go and buy a several hundred dollar work bag? You already have a several hundred dollar phone that you use every day, and you're spending a lot of money on a lot of other things. So do yourself a favor. Go buy a cheap bag. It'll look just as good, and it'll take good care of you. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, a how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of the punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
The Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1970, Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.